So I got to tell you guys, today's been a bit of a, it's a Sunday, it's later than normal, it's past 7 p.m., usually I get these done a little bit earlier, but been a bit of a hectic day today, nothing bad, nothing good, just life. But I got to tell you, I was running around a lot today, unexpectedly, but I was on my way home just now, a half hour ago, and I got to tell you, this moon I seen, or saw, this moon I witnessed was freaking majestic. I don't even think I have words for it. It was one of those tiny slivers. This is probably like 6:20 to 6:40 p.m., somewhere in there. But it, with the rest of the moon, the giant moon part, the dark moon part, up there in the sky, just hanging above the horizon of, and I was on the bay. Well, the beach, you know, I was riding my bike, and it was already dark, mostly dark. No, it's totally dark, I guess. And it really looked like a scene painting. It was that beautiful. And it was hanging over a Burlingame or some, you know, South San Francisco area. And I got to tell you guys, I couldn't freaking believe it. That it's like sometimes you're just so lucky. You're having a day, oh, poor me, I got to, or, oh, no, I got to go home, I got to get this done, oh, oh. And then you see something like that, you know, I don't even know what to think about it other than, like, it's pretty cool. So that's, I don't know, I just want to share it with you. Beautiful friggin' moon. Oh, that also made me think of something that I thought would be boring and podcasty for this podcast is, like, smart people, if you're listening, or, you know, if you... people that use the internet already, is there a guy, like an expert out there that says, that knows, you know, I know we all know when the moon is rising and setting and waxing and waning, but when it's going to be like, hey, tonight's going to be a friggin' good moon. And I know, yeah, people can say, oh, the harvest moon's coming, but you know, they have like the allergy, oh, like tonight's going to be a nine on, or today's going to be a nine on the allergies. Or, yeah, your UV rating, like, you're 7. Like, we have somebody out there. It couldn't just be on a 1 to 10 because that's weak. But, like, a moon guy. And, again, if you're potential, if you're thinking about being a weather person or something, you might want to work. Maybe we could work together. That could be, like, your Bernie the Butterfly to your 5 seconds of summer. And, like, a, you know, be like, tonight is going to be a friggin' sick moon up in here. Or up out in there, up in out, up in that sky, but you got to get your ass out there between 6:20 because this moon, I think, it was probably going down. I don't know. Again, I'm not a moon. My satellite knowledge is horrible, and I have one of those apps where I check the thing. Or it was on my old phone. But I was always like, especially recently, I was like, what is that star? And then I'm like, I didn't believe the app anyway. But this moon was sick. So how about that? And then again, it, you know, you're like, well, man, how am I going to make a living just do the sunsets too? Now, the thing is, you got to be accurate. So I don't know where you're going to get your info from to be my moon guy, moon gal. I prefer moon gal, my little moon gal, gal, my moon gal. Yeah, maybe it sounds like the start of a love story here. But also you could do sunsets. So not only are you the moon expert, you're the sun, you know, you're like, if you're looking to propose tonight, get out there. This sunset's going to be off the charts. So that's, and then you could do sun, what is it called, when the sunrise. I got a little earthquake going on above my head with my neighbors, so I apologize for that, but... And then that made me think of something just now. Unfortunately, we're already into tangents. We're not even in the episode. Well, I guess we are. You know, this whole thing about Spotify that I've been chatting it up. Now, good news. Competition's always good news. Google is doing something with YouTube and their Google Music Premium thingamajig. Google Play, I think it's called, or Google All Access. I don't know what it's called, but it's going to be like a YouTube. It's going to be a Spotify competitor based with YouTube's music and Google Play's music. So that's good. That's one. There's another rumor that Spotify is going to have podcasts. So that's good. But, and this is something I need somebody to reach out and tell me what is, again, I think, like, all this rush, what about, I think there does need to be some human element to this of, you know, it's great to be able to play the music whenever you want, but sometimes you want somebody, a DJ, you want somebody there to help, not just a human connection, but just to put stuff in context, tell stories. I think that's where SiriusXM is, you know, and I wish I was like a billionaire, maybe when their stock was really low, maybe 6 or 7 years ago. Like if we would have, if I could have bought that company, you know, get back and go back in time. But even then, like, why hasn't Google or Spotify or Apple bought, I think their stock's back up. I mean, I don't know what the, like, if you can buy the contracts of the talent. I think Howard Stern's contract's running out anyway. And I know everybody has different opinions on him, but he's one of the best interviewers and best radio entertainers ever. But, like, I don't know, with all this rush to be like, oh, this is our thing. Like, they have the music catalog, but they also have these people. Like, because one example is classical music. There's something very comforting to me about listening to classical music radio channel because it has, like, usually a very standard format and this nice voice, and then even the things are, everything is very soothing. And again, I guess if I listened to that for like 4 or 5 years, I'd get tired of it because then you, like, radio shot itself in the foot, one, by being sanitized and monopolized and just in a bunch of like big mistakes they made. But it's like if you have the diversity of music, like, and then also have people on there, like personalities. And I know Spotify does it with musicians and stuff, but I don't know. I don't know. I'm just talking out my, you know, whatever, my mouth, actually. But it just interests me. And I don't know. Maybe there are DJ channels. I mean, they have curated playlists. But I don't know, there's something, and maybe it is the live aspect of it. Is there a combination of both that we can move into? Because I love podcasts. I love being able to be like, oh, well, let me see what was, like, the friggin' Interstellar soundtrack. I was listening to that this weekend. You know, let me boot this up. I can just listen to it. I can replay it. I can whatever. I don't know. But so let's okay, so I'm going to boot up the phone here. I'm opening the Reddit app. We're going to do another Redditation tonight. Okay, we got it going. And, oh, and that's fail one for the thing is this has advertisements too. I guess see if we can get this ad out of here. Okay. I don't know. Well, whatever. Okay, so I'm going to pause. I'm going to boot up the thing. So it's 7:23 p.m. On Sunday, I think it's the 23rd or the 22nd, I don't know, Sunday though, Thanksgiving's coming up. Okay, so, it's time for a Redditation. I just want you guys to settle in, kick back. It's also like, I'd had someone that requested, and they were like, you know, my son and I listened to this podcast, and I was like, oh boy, here comes trouble. Because I figure this podcast, I don't know what it's rated. I mean, a lot of the reason I do explicit is just be like, this podcast is probably like explicit. I don't think this is explicit necessarily. I mean, I like to be able to say whatever I want, but I also keep it in context that I'm trying to help you fall asleep. But I also don't want people that are like, I guess, easily offended, or you don't have to be open-minded. I'm not pushing any. Well, I guess maybe I'm pushing a little bit of something, but I don't know. But so she said, oh, I listen with my son, and he loves dinosaurs. And I was like, so what do you think about doing an episode about dinosaurs? And it's strange because I love dinosaurs. Who doesn't love? Well, Bernie the Butterfly last week, he didn't like Jurassic Park. He seemed to be on the dinosaur side, I guess. But there was this thing I've been doing since I was like 8 to like, this guy was telling me, he's like, I've been doing this. I was like, man, you got some serious cool looking calves. And he's like, oh, I've been doing this since I was 8. Now I'm 19. And I go, well, yeah, okay. I didn't mean it like, I was just making a conversation. He's like, well, I like to walk around and pretend I'm a raptor. on my tiptoes. No one knows it. But that's why I got such good calves. And I was like, huh, it's funny because I was thinking about this story. Could I tell it to you to test it out, see if, like, if you were 8 or some age like that, what would you think of it? And he's like, sure. And I was like, well, it was about this dinosaur. It was a dinosaur that dreamed in silence. And he's like, what does that mean? I said, I don't know, man. Like, it's a story that I heard when I was comatose one time. And he said, well, what happened? How'd you go comatose? And I was like, well, I have this hedgehog. Well, formerly I had a hedgehog. And I was like, he's like Sonic? And I go, yeah, that's what, well, I go, first of all, they're nothing like that. Unfortunately, I got one thinking it would be like that. And it was not. It was it did not roll up in a ball and shoot around. And it was a lot more of a handful. And safe to say that my hedgehog does not enjoy trips to the vet anymore, because this is when I was comatose. I brought my hedgehog to the vet, and he said, what's wrong with it? And I said, it won't go, like, you know, it doesn't collect coins, for starters, or, you know, gold rings. I know there's a difference between the coins and the gold rings. And, you know, this hedgehog's not a plumber, and he doesn't say Sega or any other corporate phrases. And the vet's just staring at me, and he goes, well, is there, yeah. And he's like, I'm going to have to make a couple calls. I go, oh, no. He goes, what is it? Were you trying to take my hedgehog from me? And he goes, well, I think, you know, I go, I'm very kind to this hedgehog. I was just trying to get it to roll up in a ball and get out there and have some adventures at least. I was like, if it doesn't collect coins or, you know, take out bosses, you know, what I did was hoping it would take out a couple bosses for me, like, human bosses, not big bosses. And I said, you know, I just don't want you messing with this hedgehog. And he goes, what's its name? I go, Slinnick. And he's like, what? And he's like, listen, he goes, I don't want to have to take this hedgehog from you. And I go, you're not going to be able to take it from me, first of all. Second of all, why? What do you got against my hedgehog? Just because it doesn't. Is it just because it's broken? I mean, it seems fine. Personality-wise, it's very docile. It likes to be petted. And, you know, it eats. It goes to the bathroom, all that. Just doesn't do the... I go, I figure I just got myself a hedgehog like me that's not cut out for the world it's supposed to be in. And I don't want you taking my hedgehog and, you know, trying to force it to be like Sonic. Obviously, Sonic's not going to be like Sonic, even though... I was hoping, you know, that's why I picked out a gray hedgehog and paid, you know, a bunch of money for it. And he's like, did you really think this thing would collect coins? And I go, I don't know. He goes, listen, there's no way this is an accident. He goes, I was trying to find somebody that had a looser grasp on reality, because this veterinarian place. He's like, we've been seeing a lot of strange stuff. And I was like Pet Cemetery type stuff? He goes, well, not quite. But he's like, for you, for instance, he's like, you look like a normal, somewhat normal. Well, he's like, you don't look like there's anything really wrong with you. He goes, and then your hedgehog, you seem to be taking care of it. He's like, I checked it out. The thing seems fine. But he's like, there's something off, you know. You think that, he goes, you really seem to believe that the cartoon, like a video game, I don't watch that Sonic cartoon, dude. I go, this is a freaking franchise that tries to compete with two plumbers and a giant Donkey Kong King and Donkey Kong Jr. As all goes on this hedgehog's back, I want to help him out. I want to help him out with Sonic. And I know there's other sidekicks to Sonic that I don't know about because of the marketing problems. And plus, Sonic's just the best. And the guy goes, well, we just have this theory that there's some sort of pet belief system that if you believe it, he goes, there's some sort of thing like the pet senses it. And he goes, I don't know. And I said, you don't make it any sense. And he said, yeah, I've just been trying to delay time. He goes, until the police get here. And then he pushed a mask on my face with like laughing gas. And the next thing I know, I was like floating in this misty veterinarian's office, and Slonik was there. And the veterinarian, it was like the veterinarian was like made of vapor. And he said, I totally apologize. You guys should go out the window. And I said, I don't want to bring Slonik out the window because, you know, let me climb out the window. And I go, can you watch him? I'll come back and get him in a couple hours. Because I was like, there's something weird outside the window. And I said, well, there's something weird about you as a veterinarian. Like, you were said you were wasting time for the police, but I go, there's no animal police. And I go, believe me, I wish there was, because I don't like people that aren't nice to animals. Like I said, I would have reported you for trying to make my Slonik. I go, can you just keep an eye on? And he goes, oh, no, no. And then I realized this is some sort of, it wasn't a veterinarian. I forgot to read the sign. And it was like one of those veterinarian offices combination, some sort of science. Like, he's some sort of evil scientist, I think. So I grab Slonik and I put him in the back of in the hood of my sweatshirt, and I open the window. And then the scientist, the veterinarian scientist type guy, he's laughing. And I said, what did you do? And he said, we're here to prove strange theories, and you're about to prove it all, and something about having the power. I have no idea. So I climb out the freaking window, step right on these ferns, and then all of a sudden the air hits me. It's like the air's like soupy, and I'm like, oh, this isn't Alameda. It's like a Mediterranean climate. What the heck is this? And I look around. There's freaking ferns as far as I can see. And then I'm like, hey, Slonik, man, like, you have any idea, like, are ferns, remember, like, ferns are they plants or not? Because I thought they were, like, moss, but even though they have, and I was like, or maybe, and I was like, are they spore fires or what? Slonik was asleep, which that's what Slonik liked to do, is curl up in a ball and sleep instead of, and believe me, the only thing I did was, like, push him a little bit one time to roll him, and he just, like, rolled into, like, a one-inch circle and rolled, and then he was fine, like, rolled up in a ball, which is good for a sweatshirt, which I never realized till that time. Like, maybe I'm going to make some sort of hedgehog sweatshirt, the hedge holder, we could call it. But so I get, and then I look around and I realize there's some, because the friggin', as I hear this screech, I see a pterodactyl go across the sky. And then I look back, and the freaking veterinarian scientist's office is gone. Evil veterinarian scientist or evil scientist veterinarian. Because it's easier when they're straight scientists. You just call me evil scientist. Evil vet scientist doesn't go off the tongue. Either evil science vet. Sounds like he's like a veteran of some evil science. Veterinarian. Because I can't even remember what the sign said anymore. But it's not important. It's just, I shouldn't, you know, for next time. Now I don't have Slonik anymore. But, sometimes you live and you learn. Sometimes you just live and you don't learn. And I guess this is one of those examples. So I'm like, okay, there's no vet's office, no evil scientist's office or lab. I guess they have labs, not offices. And I'm looking around, and I look out at the field of just field of ferns everywhere that I can see, and then some rolling hills, and I notice these big brown creatures, and I'm like, oh, those are buffalo, but they're, like, chatting, and they're, like, this one buffalo's on stage, like, cracking jokes, and I couldn't, they weren't speaking a language, like, they were speaking some Buffalonian-type language. And but the buffalo were laughing, and which I'm like, oh wow, this is great. Like I was like, Slonik, at least buffalo still have their sense of humor. And then I'm like, Slonik, man, like You got any powers now that, like, you back there? Like, you know, this buffalo are talking. What about you? And then I realized that, like, I'm hearing some, like, other noise. I was like, I thought it was a buffalo comedian, like, some reverb off his speakers. But I realized it sounds like a football game. And I'm like, but what are you going on back? What are you going? I'm like, Slonik, man, what are you doing? And he's like, Odell Beckham Jr., rookie wide receiver for the New York Giants, just possibly made the best, greatest catch in NFL history. So be quiet. And I was like, you're watching, you're getting an NFL game on there? How you doing that? And he said, you know, I rooted your phone and, you know, installed a freaking satellite receiver on there. And I was like, that's way better than gold coins. I'm like, what can you get every channel on there, like adult channels? And Sonic's like, you could have got those anyway on the internet. And I was like, oh, yeah. He goes, keep moving. So then I keep walking. I'm like, man, I'm starting to feel a little worried because I'm like, okay, let's play this back. I went to the vet. I got a hedgehog. That was mistake one, thinking it was going to be like Sonic. And mistake two was going to the vet, you know, just no research. I should have yelped probably. I think I did. But then when I said to take adding hedgehog into the search results, probably whatever, my fault, my bad. And then I got gassed by the guy, and now I'm like, man, should I be worried? Where are we? And I got this, my freaking phone's in the hands of a hedgehog that doesn't collect gold coins, who's installing stuff. And then I end up, I'm not in the present moment. I'm totally thinking, I'm lost in my own thoughts, and I freaking trip over something, and I roll down this hill, and I'm like looking, next thing I know, I'm at the bottom of this gully, which seems like happens all the time to me. And I was like, what the hell was that, an ankylosaurus? Like, I just tripped over. And I look up, and there's like this human-sized dinosaur down there. Look kind of like a, I'm not sure, and a little bit like a human-sized T-Rex or a Velociraptor, but also pleasant enough. Glasses, too, which, you know, put me at ease. And he was, like, spreading out a tablecloth. And I was like, oh, man, excuse me. Like, I'm sorry. I was like, I tripped over an ankylosaurus or something, like one of those things that looks like a club with, you know, a crazy turtle. You know what I'm talking about? And the guy, he looks at me, he just nods, and he's like, he goes, you're the sleep guy, right? I was like, you heard about me? And he goes, yeah, you're supposed to, I've been waiting here, I'm getting everything set up. I was like, what do you mean, I said, what? He goes, you're the dream scientist, right? And I go, no. You know, I'm, no. I was like, I was at a veterinarian scientist's office, I think. And I was like, well, what's, I go, well, but I'm like totally into, you know, being outside my comfort zone. I got a friggin' hedgehog in my sweatshirt here. And I go, you know, nice to meet you. My name's Scooter. I go by Dear Scooter. And this is Slonik the Hedgehog in my sweatshirt. Well, what's your name? And he says his name was Gerard. I was like, oh, it's a wonderful name. And he goes, can I meet the Slonik? I said, hey, Slonik, hop out, man. And he hops on the table. Him and the dinosaur, Gerard, they start talking about some kind of, he's showing them on the phone, some protein folding game. And Slonik's like, hey, look at this, TIL. Like, he goes, this protein folding game these kids have been playing, he goes, it helped us decipher the structure of the AIDS-causing virus in 10 days. All these people was playing this folding game. And before that was unsolved by scientists for 15 years. And using the same platform, gamers have helped redesign a widely used enzyme, increasing its activity by a factor of 18. You believe that? And then the dinosaur's like, you got the goat simulator MMO on there? And Sonic's like, I heard that goat simulator MMO is fantastic. And then I was like, wait a second, guys, hold on. Wait, there's a goat simulator? I was like, because I could use that for another podcast that I do, like where I had some problems with goats on multiple occasions. And Sonic's like, nah, man. He goes, you don't have any more access to this phone except for you can be a guest user. So, and I was like, Sonic, weren't you at the vet's office when I was trying to, keep you safe? And he goes, don't get me started. And I was like, wait a second, what, that stuff about the protein folding game is so interesting. And I was like, I've always thought about that with CAPTCHAs or whatever they're called, when you have to enter them. Like, what if that was used to, decipher stuff? And then those two were kind of ignoring me. So I was like, hey, Gerard, man, what's the problem with the sleep? And he goes, because there's a whole bunch of stuff going on here. And I go, well, where are we? He goes, you're at the bottom of a gully. And I go, I know that, but he goes, don't worry about it, man. He goes, well, you're here to help me. But probably you'll make it worse. But he's like, we might as well try until the other guy gets here. And he's like, you might even be the guy. And I go, really? I go, because I can't stop thinking about that goat simulator MMO. Like, I just want to play it. So can I play that for a while? And then I try to help you. And then I was like, can you, is it like GTA 5? Like, where we could do different tricks. Like, I could try to go for a perfect wall ride stunt, like a perfect goat horning, or a perfect grass eating session. And then I said, okay, let's get down to this, Gerard. So you're a dinosaur. He goes, what are you doing, making dinner? He goes, no, this is my bed. I'm gonna snuggle in here. And he goes, you're gonna help me with my dreams. And I was like, what's the problem with your dreams? And he goes, I dream in silence. And I was like, dude, that's a common problem. You're asleep, so you're not hearing anything because there's no outside stimulation. So I actually have this podcast that maybe you would hear my voice. He goes, no, I want to hear things in my own voice. And I was like, well, why don't you just record yourself talking and then... and he goes, you don't understand how dinosaurs' ears work, especially in this. And I said, well, what do you need to hear? He said, you don't even understand how dinosaurs' ear systems work. I go, yeah, I'm not a dinosaur scientist. I'm just a guy this was originally started with Sonic. But I was like, I want to help you. I'll try. But maybe that's why I'm here. Maybe I was here, hopefully. No offense, Sonic, but you maybe, now that you took my phone, maybe you could be some more help around the house. Because usually you'd think a rolling animal would pick stuff up, but Sonic just leaves hair. He sheds like crazy. And it's nothing like a hedgehog hair ball in your stomach to your throat. So Gerard lies down and he gets comfortable. And I say, okay, Gerard, let me... try to carry you off in dreamland. I was like, but what's so essential about you with dreaming in silence? I think a lot of people dream in silence. And he goes, well, there's a whole quest going on that's beyond you guys. He goes, you just get it. And I said, okay, I get it. Need to know basis, and I don't need to know. Understood. I go, well, close your eyes. I'm like, I've done this before, not with a dinosaur. Or with a hedgehog that freaking stole my phone, that's treating me like garbage all of a sudden when he doesn't even do anything. But anyway, let's just set aside my issues with Sonic. Like, Sonic, could you at least get back in my sweatshirt? Because that's very comforting, having your warm body on the back of my neck, as a matter of fact, to help me think until you start moving around pressing the phone. And Sonic said no. So I said, okay, well, Gerard, close your eyes. How does that work with dinosaurs? Do you have multiple lids or whatever? But his eyes were already closed. And they said, Sonic, you could be crossing over into another world. So a dream world where there's noise or no noise. But I want you to think about, like, if you were reading your phone over the shoulder of a hedgehog that doesn't listen and you saw him looking at stuff and saw that it was like today your hedgehog was learning, like, TIL, that Kubrick isn't Stanley Kubrick, considered casting Robin Williams as Jack Torrance in The Shining, but eventually deemed him too psychotic for that role, which is believable and not believable, I guess. That's probably not but there's a silence to speculation, Gerard. There's a level to exploring that, because that movie was almost like dreamlike. But I don't know what your dinosaur pop culture knowledge is. But I want you to think about someplace like Rome, where recently a tourist was walking around with spray paint, and they were spraying the Colosseum, tagging it, and they got fined $30,000 for tagging the Colosseum. And I'd like you to, wait behind one of those arches and pretend that you're like a gladiator, Gerard, the gladiator dinosaur. And I don't know what you're, we didn't discuss this before I, tried to talk to you into a sleep zone, but if you were a meat eater but you probably have the ability to bite. Maybe it's better that you don't have, I'll just say that you're an herbivore type, but with, like when you get bit by one of those snakes that doesn't have any teeth, they just have like a little bit of bony bumps. And it probably, like, if your skin's soft, it could like cut it a little bit so it can't hurt you. But you just go after this guy and you chop, but he sees a dinosaur. And he's like, what is it? And I'm with you, me and Slonik. And we corner him. And I say, what are you doing, man? Like, why would you spray paint something in Rome? He says, to make a point. And I said, what's your point? Because it's making me nuts. And he said, well, that I miss Missy. I love her, and I want, And I said, my dinosaur's going to bite your arm. And he said, no, please don't do that. And I say, well, then you have to sing for my dinosaur. And sing a song in silence, the sound of silence. And he starts going, hello, darkness, my old friend. Come to talk to you again. And I go, no, in silence. So he goes, hello, darkness. No, I said, my old friend, come to talk to you. And I said, no, in silence. Gerard, the dinosaur, is going to have to, get tyrannous, terrible lizards, that's what they call them. And we just showed up here to bust a bunch of people spray paint this thing. You're going to get a $10,000 fine, which, but then he was singing in silence, and his words had vibration that the human ear couldn't hear and the dinosaur ear couldn't hear, supposedly. But this one scientist told me once upon a time that, and unfortunately it's like the people that own the patents, it was Comcast, part of their Trolling America, like part four. And I don't mean to do any non sequitur because I don't even know what that means, but it's like some kind of Comcast math they came up with that accidentally this guy, he was a hobbyist about dinosaur hearing and human hearing, subconscious hearing, Gerard, and that they could hear things in their sleep that were at a different pitch and a different tone than the spoken word they could hear when they're awake, and that the singing, hello darkness, my old friend, come to talk to you again, would come to them in sleep, cross over the blood-brain barrier and into their synapses, and as the song would play, their mind would not just capture the words and the meaning behind the words, but a picture would form unrelated to the song. In this case, Gerard, the picture is of El Capitan. This my buddy had taken this stunning photo of El Cap on his phone yesterday. Gerard was oh so perfect. The giant hulking mass of granite, I believe, gray, with the late fall sun, the weakness and beauty of the sun's rays bouncing off it, with water and ice and snow, and majesty, Gerard. That was the darkness saying hello in the grayness of the granite. And if my hedgehog would quit moving around, I would be able to explain to you that despite not hearing anything, the pictures in your mind are a form of hearing, of putting the words and Gerard, you know, crossing over. Now, I know dinosaurs normally, they have lizard brains, but obviously in this situation, you were talking to me and you were wearing glasses, which tells me you have corrective vision needs. And sometimes our brains are just cycling in and out words and nonsense, and you might not be hearing it or understanding it, but you don't need to. It doesn't always need to make sense. And there's many things that's what we forget in our waking moments, Gerard, is that you know, people ask questions and you hear it like news flash. Hey, Redditors in Portugal, how has it been since your government decriminalized all drugs? Have addicts been able to get help? And has the crime rate gone down? Now, in the peace of silent sleep, where you're not hearing my voice, all you're picturing in your head is a man named T.Y. Hilton. And you're saying to yourself, Gerard, that T.Y. Hilton's a beautiful man, because he is. But what you're hearing is what you're seeing, and what you're seeing is what you're hearing. And what you're feeling is a vibration sent out by a song on a butterfly's wings that just happens to be in tune with the song in the heart of T.Y. Hilton. Now, I met this one dinosaur one time, Gerard, deep in another world of, you know, one with volcanoes and you know, dinosaurs that didn't get corrective vision, so there was a lot more grouching about. And it was a world where a butterfly was trying to correct things that had been mucked about by humans. It was a lost world, Gerard. And there was a song there, a song of sadness. And once I was able to hear that song, I was able to say to the people there, hey, let's stop running around here. You got a butterfly that's saying that you're running around and all that is causing stuff to trouble. Like, haven't you seen that movie with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer where they just had to talk to the snowman? Let me talk to this T-Rex. He's probably going to tell me, hey, I just have a very rare disease that causes my skin to be very fragile. Ask me anything, but don't run your, you know, no machine gun fire and stuff. So you guys just hang out here and, you know, let me solve this. Gerard, can you understand that is a song in and of itself, the song of peace, sweet, sweet lyrics of Jurassic World, being a world where dinosaurs and man can, you know, maybe not have a non-exploitive relationship, because sometimes things in this, you know, just because this was supposed to be a dinosaur park, people get confused about right and wrong. Like, it makes me think of Baltimore, where residents demanded tougher laws on the police officers. This hearing came after an investigation showed the residents had suffered broken bones and battered faces during arrests. Nearly all the victims in incidents that sparked those lawsuits were cleared of criminal charges. And I don't know if that might not even make any sense to you, Gerard, but what it says to me is that you know, these dinosaurs in this Jurassic world might be like the residents of Baltimore in a very, very, you know, really hard to string together way, and almost insulting, because the people of Baltimore have been through a lot, Gerard. A song could be sung, but it'd be a sad song of, well, it's not okay to treat us like this. Your authority does not give you the right to take away my rights and to trample on my rights, both, you know, metaphorically and actually physically. Injure me if I'm an innocent person. And even if I'm not innocent, I still have the same rights as you, sir. And that song would be a song of pain, a song that's carried back into our history, almost the beginning of time. Because it's like a cycle that, is it getting better or is it getting worse? And I don't have an answer to that, Gerard, because I don't know. And you lie there and you see things, you're asleep, but your mind is still not trying to make a process of what is this Jurassic world, what is this situation in Baltimore or across the United States, what is this solution to these terrible diseases, these terrible problems of man hurting another man. And it weighs heavy on your heart, Gerard, even though you're a dinosaur. Clearly, you must have some concern because you called out to some world beyond yours for help. Because you said, hey, I dream in silence. But you don't. As I stand here talking with a hedgehog that keeps poking me in the back of the neck with my own phone, wasting the battery, and somehow I have to figure out how to get us out of here, and I don't even know where we are or how this hedgehog's got a Wi-Fi connection or if he's just eating on my data plan, Gerard. I don't know what's in my power to make right. But I also have to look at all the wrongs I've done, Gerard, and there's many. Many mistakes I've made. Many feelings I've hurt. Many people I've let down, Gerard. But does that mean we stay silent? Does that mean we speak up? What it means is we need to hear, I think, clear. Or at least I do. You'll have to choose for yourself, Gerard. Are you dreaming to hear? Or are you dreaming to create a silence, like a silent bubble away from the world? I don't even know. I mean, you just seem like you had ferns and some buffalo cracking jokes. And then that ankylosaurus I tripped over is all I saw of your world. So maybe there are some. Maybe those buffalo were making jokes. I couldn't understand their language, but maybe they were jokes that were mean-spirited and cruel. And anyway, Gerard, when we take back the image we had of El Capitan, and we stretch that back further, and somehow it's connected to the Colosseum. And a man confused, spray painting things for some girl named Missy, and saying that he could sing the sound of silence. And I don't know the rest of the lyrics of that song. I know it's good, Gerard. I don't know if you have a, you know, dinosaur version of Simon and Garfunkel. I think that I don't know much about them. They weren't together for very long, but they made some beautiful music. I don't know if they even got along very well or not. But what's the point, Gerard? The point is you hear what you want to hear when you're asleep. Or maybe you hear more than you think you know. Like the vibration coming from T.Y. Hilton to your ears saying stuff that I'm not even sure anymore. Because we're swirling around here. We're trying to make sense of a lot of stuff that's beyond our understanding. And that's like dolphins swimming in a sea of mustard. Makes no sense because it's not supposed to. And as you sink down into this bed you made that I thought was going to be like a buffet and that we would share a meal, me, you, my hedgehog, Slonic. Try to get my phone back and run while you guys ate, but that's You know, it's quite a tale to be told about a dinosaur and a sledgehog and a man who just, you know, went to a vet's to try to see why he didn't have any rings. Maybe if I listened, I wouldn't have bought the hedgehog in the first place. I would have just been happy with the situation I already have. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't be looking for answers. Maybe I should just be looking for symbols. And the symbols tonight that stick out is that ingenuity of creating video games and goat simulators is extremely interesting. There's some things that are extremely sad. Gerard, a dinosaur that dreams in silence. I don't know if that's happy or sad, or it's just something that is. And maybe you're not dreaming in silence, you just thought you were. But I know that dreaming is not something we just nail down and say, oh, well, it's just your brain passing chemicals from one side to the other. Because it wouldn't be possible for me to be here. For part of me knows, Gerard, I've stepped over into some dream world at some point between the, while talking about the moon, things stopped making a lot of sense. And suddenly I was talking about a sledgehog or a hedgehog named Sledge something Slonic and wondering why I had him. And then he led me down a place to where there was like this vet. I still don't understand what that vet wanted, but he brought me here to meet you, a dinosaur. And I thought it was going to be a tale about a dinosaur that said, hey, shucks, you know, now I dream, and now I hear, and now I can go out and be friends with the rest of the dinosaurs, and everything's going to be A-okay. But, you know, that might have been another tale for another time, Gerard. But you're just lying here, peaceful-like, sleeping on a beautiful, I don't even know how a dinosaur gets a tablecloth. Or maybe it's a sheet, and I was just calling it a tablecloth. But I know that somehow I've crossed into some strange world. But you're safe, Gerard. You're safe on this bed. It looks a little stiff, but you're also a dinosaur. You've got some serious lizard skin going. So you're probably not all soft like a human. And you're cold. You're cold-blooded. Now that I'm putting my hand on this stone that you put your sheet on, I can feel its warmth first baking in the sun all day. And you're just lying there, listening to me. And now that I think about it, you might not even be able to listen. I don't know about dinosaurs. You might just have some reactionary listening system that doesn't go through your brain. It might just go through your medulla. But the vibration of my voice, maybe it comforts you, Gerard. And that means you're hearing something. You're not dreaming in silence. You're dreaming without meaning. Or without understanding the meaning. Or maybe it's just someone talking meaningless stuff. Or is it? Because a lot of times it seems like that's what you think, and then you're like, oh, wait a second, that's just about me. I shouldn't have done that. And you think you're just making a podcast, then you meet Bernie the Butterfly. Gerard, he's a butterfly that's got a bad attitude. And Gerard, then you go to your therapist. And Gerard, I see a therapist, and you spend the whole time talking about Bernie the Butterfly. You believe that? And you're paying this out-of-pocket expense. And then you realize that you're a lot more about Bernie the Butterfly than you thought you knew. And why was he so nice at the end? And so caring. And how does that, what does that have to do with me? And am I really paying this guy this much money that I can't, you know, to talk about Bernie the Butterfly? And I don't even know if he grasps what a podcast is, this man with his degrees. And whatever, man, we're here, let's make the most of it. And sometimes we learn something, Jordan. Sometimes we're just comforted, sometimes we're not. But you got this nice warm slab of rock. And your glasses, I'm going to take them off, and I don't know what to do with them. Hey, Slack, could you do me a huge favor and stay here? Could you just hold on to these glasses for 1 second? Yeah, I'll hold my phone. And could you stay here and wait for the dinosaur to wake up and give him his glasses back? You sucker. Now I'm out of here with my phone. And you have a dinosaur's glasses if you leave. You know, that's like a lot of bad luck, taking a dinosaur. And you can't leave him because there's really no safe place near a dinosaur to put his glasses because, you know, they're going to get smushed. And plus, you know, how's he going to find him when he wakes up? He needs his glasses. So that's a big, big duty for you, Slonic. And that's fine. I think that's what your purpose is, since you can't find rings. Gold, sweet gold rings that I needed. I don't know, Slonic. I'm going to curl up next to the dinosaur because my body heat will keep it warm, since as the night wears on, the heat will lose heat from the stone, but I'll keep it. And why don't you snuggle in too, Slonic? I'm sure you can use my phone until the battery dies. That's fine. We're already in some strange world. Phone ain't going to help me find my way back. I'm just going to have to hope that things are going to work out how they work out, and then I'm going to be fine. So, let's see. You know, I know you like to snuggle with me close, but maybe you should snuggle, I don't like that. This is uncomfortable. I just don't know how dinosaurs reproduce at all, to be honest with you, Sonic. I have no clue. Well, lizards, I don't even know how any lizards reproduce, so I'm just afraid of it. But I think I should spoon on the front just because, you know, it's a soft spot, so I don't want it to get cold. And then I think you should wrap his tail around you, so keep his tail warm and tuck it up there, yeah. Yeah, we'll just snuggle in here. It's fine. I don't think I'm going to get poked in the back with any dinosaur dongs, to be honest with you. Hopefully not. But I guess that'll keep me awake, worrying about that. But I don't want to be awake, so I'm just going to trust this dinosaur belly is not bad. I wonder if they served that up ever. So that's it, Sonic. Let's just sleep here with Gerard. Go to sleep. Sweet sleep, sleep. Alright. Good night, Slonic. And can you turn off my phone? Because that light is distracting me. And the blue light, how, you know, messes with the melatonin production. And that could cause a grouchy dinosaur. Maybe I'll take... Oh, you got his glasses inside your circle. That's a good, great idea, Slonic. I'm sorry, Slonic, that... I expect, you know, I think we'll be fine. Oh, you're going to run away. That's fine. Okay, good night, Slonic. It's been great having you for a pet for one night and this adventure. And good night, Gerard. You're asleep. Hopefully you're dreaming in a visual world that comforts you and brings you more understanding or amusement or, you know, sexual titillation. Or whatever it is dinosaurs, you know, need right now to help them on the next stage of their journey. And hopefully we're not in Jurassic Park because then, but we, you know, I don't think that guy was giving out glasses to the dinosaurs. Good night, all. Thank you for being here. And I hope you're all asleep.